WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Mother-daughter relationships are volatile enough, but set a mother-daughter story in Hollywood and you've got theatrics. Postcards from the Edge is a new movie about a mother and daughter who are both in the biz. Actress Carrie Fisher, who's the daughter of Debbie Reynolds, wrote the screenplay based on Fisher's novel of the same name. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Something happens to Meryl Streep when she plays comedy. She changes. When you watch her suffering in exotic accents in movies like Sophie's Choice and Out of Africa, she seems oddly distant, as though instead of really suffering, she were doing an uncanny imitation of a suffering person. But when she plays comedy, and she hasn't done it very often, that lofty remove disappears. Suddenly she's warm, intimate, vulnerable, almost cuddly. She's flesh and blood without losing the actorish skills that give her every line a funny spin. If Postcards from the Edge were a better movie, you'd have more to think about while watching it than how terrific Streep is, but you don't. Carrie Fisher's screenplay is about being an almost successful young actress who has a super successful mom and a drug problem to prove it. But the movie is all flimsy postcard, no edge, and for a while that's refreshing. Instead of the expected dark moonscape of addiction and withdrawal, Postcards from the Edge gives us bathtubs full of frothy banter. Much of it takes place on movie sets, and the behind-the-scenes material is hilarious. But after about 45 minutes, you can feel the movie look at itself in the mirror and say, "Okay, pal, time to get serious." That's when the fun stops, and the film gingerly begins to dig toward the roots of our heroine's drug problem. And that's when we start to get screechy, preachy scenes, like this one between Streep as Suzanne and her mother Doris, played by Shirley MacLaine.
Will you please tell me what is this awful thing I did to you when you were a child?
Okay, you want to know?
I want to know. Tell me.
Okay, fine. From the time I was 9 years old, you gave me sleeping pills.
That was over-the-counter medication, and
no,
I gave it to you because you couldn't sleep.
You don't give children sleeping pills.
They were not sleeping pills. It was store-bought, and it was perfectly safe. Now, don't blame me for your drug taking. I do not blame my mother for my misfortunes or for my drinking.
Well, you don't even acknowledge that you drink. How could you possibly blame your mother for something you don't even do? Remember my 17th birthday party when you lifted your skirt up in front of all those
people? I did not lift my
guy
skirt.
Michael.
It twirled up!
MacLaine has lately become Hollywood's favorite Gorgon. She's one of the few star actresses of her age brave enough to look ghastly and behave grotesquely on the screen. And you have to admire her for that. But even though her performance as Streep's mommy dearest is accomplished, it's never quite convincing. You can see MacLaine condescending to her character. You can see that she thinks Doris is a monster, too. The movie is unusually starry. Dennis Quaid is on hand, looking not very comfortable as Streep's duplicitous lover. And there are cameos from people like Gene Hackman, Richard Dreyfuss, and Rob Reiner. There are even some songs. One over-the-top showstopper from MacLaine, and two from Streep, who really can sing. But it all seems like so much fluff. Ornaments piled high to distract you from the fact that the Christmas tree isn't there. And from one other thing. Streep, who's 41, is playing someone whose career and attitudes and problems all typify a person of 20-something. And you never get over the feeling that the whole movie is trying to get away with a little white lie. Still, when a performance radiates the way Streep's does, you find you can't see the lies for the glow.
Film critic Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.